Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Curwensville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.curwensvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
All right, guys, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2. We're going to be focusing on verses 18 through 23. Let's talk about our passage today. We're going through 1 John talking about walking in the light, which is what each of us need to be doing. We need to, because we're followers of Jesus. It's not just that I got later on taken care of. Is that I'm walking in light in a world of darkness around me. And so John has been writing to us about what that means. So the last time we looked at this passage, he basically told us not to get attached. Don't love this world. Don't get so focused on this world that the things of God kind of fall off on the side. And so he's going to take it one step further today. Because he wants us to be aware of where we're heading and what's going on. Because if you get so attached to this world, you can actually begin to find yourself looking for some kind of hope here or someone to bring you hope. And so he wants us to be aware. So let's look at the passage. I think it speaks for itself. I want you to look with me. We're just going to look at these few verses today. Look with me at verse 18. Here's what he writes. Children, it is the last hour, and you have heard that Antichrist is coming. So now, many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might become plain that they all are not of us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you have all knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar? But he who denies Jesus is the Christ. This is the Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. All right, let's take a look at this. We're going to basically divide it into three sections. We're going to look at the last hour. And remind you that Paul's writing this in AD 90. And so we're in the last hour. You say it's been a couple thousand years. We're in the last hour. You need to understand what he's saying here. Then we're going to talk about false brothers. Have you noticed that everybody wants to say they're a Christian? But that doesn't mean they are. So we're going to talk about false brothers. And then we're going to talk about what true faith is. So let's talk about the last hour. So I want you to notice with me verse 18. He's going to make a couple of statements. I think we would understand the first one. But then the second one, that's a little bit harder to grasp. Here it is. Children, it is the last hour. You've heard that the Antichrist is coming. Haven't you heard that? The Antichrist is coming. So here's my point. The Antichrist is coming. So we all know that everything is moving to an end, and the Antichrist is this false Messiah who will appear, a false Messiah to Israel, a false Messiah to the world. And we're all moving to that end. We're moving to the end of this hero. It's not a religious figure. It's a hero. It's a hero that the world wants to lead them out of all the difficulties. And aren't we in the midst of difficulties? I mean, there's wars happening all over the world right now. Ukraine, Sudan, Israel. There are wars throughout the world that are happening. And people are, to be honest with you, tired of wars. They're tired of economic distresses. They're tired of natural disasters. And they're wanting a leader And that's what this leader is going to be. They're wanting someone to show up and to save us from all.